The signature fin stripes on the extravagant lionfish may look beautiful, but unfortunately for Florida, those are looks that can kill. The red lionfish, or Pterosus volitans, has been on the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission's most wanted list since the mid-90s. It's an invasive species native to the Indo-Pacific region. Amanda Nally, public information specialist of the FWC, explains just what makes these striped bandits so malicious.
They do have quite a voracious appetite and tend to move on to reefs and basically eat up all the other species that are on there that they can eat. And then they also compete with larger species, especially predatory species like grouper and snapper that are on those reefs as well.
The hook here is that those large predators aren't doing the same thing to the lionfish. For some reason, lionfish aren't just unappetizing. Other fish are downright dodgy around them. Again, Nally.
There was a great piece of research where they put a lionfish into a tank with some Nassau grouper that had not eaten in several days. And those Nassau grouper did not eat that lionfish.
No one's quite sure what brought the little bugger to our waters, but it still caused a headache for the local fishing industry. This was the subject of an article included in a publication of the Florida Tax Watch, whose report came on the heels of last week's National Invasive Species Awareness Week. Robert Weissert, the Senior Vice President for Research at Tax Watch, explains the extent of the damage.
What we've seen over the last years is a potential decrease in some of the important fish species that make up important parts of Florida's fishing industry.
Lionfish had found a veritable buffet here in Florida's waters, with little competition from other predators. In fact, a study from the Oregon State University back in 2012 showed that the insatiable little so-and-sos managed to reduce native fish population in the Bahamas by about 65% in just 2 years. In fact, they're now more common here than they are in their waters of origin. But according to both Weissert and Nally, there's pushback. It turns out if you take out the spines and fillet them, the suckers are darn good eaten. In fact, Nally says that unlike puffers or fugu fish, whose toxins are flesh-based, the venom in the lionfish is localized to their stingers and can even be neutralized with heat.
Laying is actually pretty easy to do. It's pretty easy to avoid those spines.
The biggest issue with combating the reign of terror, Nally says, is ignorance.
A lot of people, you'd be really surprised, aren't aware that lionfish are an issue. They aren't aware of how lionfish ended up in our waters. They aren't aware that you can eat them or that they're found in restaurants.
Lionfish populations have been drastically rising since their introduction and have slowly made their way up the East Coast. Florida's saltwater recreational and commercial fishing industries are huge, and Weissert says that the damage being done by the lionfish is already having serious consequences.
So in total, we're talking about 175,000 jobs in two industries that could potentially be negatively affected by this invasive species.
As of yet, there isn't any real consensus on how to get rid of the lionfish. They're still not well understood, even in their native waters. For now, turning this hunter into prey by encouraging people to catch them is the only real weapon in the conservationist's arsenal. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Matthew Seeger.